Alcibiades figured out what these guys were intriguing in doing, the oligarchs, completely misled them and duped them, and then betrayed them to the, essentially, the Athenian democracy in exile at Samos, and secured his recall where he could devote his genius and leadership to the city of Athens, and we can conveniently forget all that stuff about the Eleusinian mysteries, and also the support for the Spartans and everything else. The fleet was almost ready to sail immediately on Athens. That would have probably provoked a civil war, a stasis. Alcibiades prevented the Athenians from doing so, and that was probably a very important action on his part. Instead, Alcibiades took charge, and he put together a mission of very respected officers and leading men in the fleet at Samos that went to Athens and politely requested from the 400, well, you know, we're negotiating with the Persians and we've made all these changes. What about this outfit, the 5,000? Let's put them in place so we can seal the deal with the Persians. Well, as I said, the oligarchs never intended to implement that government, and now their bluff had been called. They really were not in much of a position to say, well, you know, we were only kidding. This is a bogus constitution. And what happened is they tried to stall. Theramenes took resolute action. He led many of the hoplites down to the Piraeus, where apparently some of these oligarchs were fortifying a fortress in the Piraeus to admit the Spartans into the harbor of Athens. And at his direction, the hoplites tore down the walls and started clamoring, we want the 5,000, we want the 5,000, implement the constitution. And at that point, when the news got out that the hoplites were tearing down the fortress, calling for the 5,000, most of the oligarchs skipped town. They fled to Aegis, leaving the city, taking refuge with the Spartans, and revealing what their true reasons were for all of this scheme in the first place. The 5,000 was indeed implemented. There was some kind of restricted franchise, and it probably lasted for only about 8 months. And Thucydides makes an interesting comment about it. He says that it was the least objectionable government at Athens in his time. Faint praise indeed. Thucydides, who had been exiled by the radical democracy, who had become disenchanted with it ever since the death of Pericles, and this type of government, which had a certain amount of restrictions on the lower class and invested power into the property classes, was probably the type of government that Thucydides could live with and serve with, at least better than anything else. He clearly wasn't really an oligarch or aristocrat. He was enough of an Athenian not to accept those types of restricted constitutions. And so this government was put in place. The oligarchs fled. And in the meantime, the Spartan force that was supposed to be admitted into the Piraeus found the city barred. They couldn't get into the port. And that fleet sailed around Attica and raised a rebellion in Euboea, the great island that is just across from central Greece and a very important island supplying Athens, and then sailed into the North Aegean, raising rebellions among the islands in the northern Aegean and cities along the shore of Thrace. Their intention apparently was to sail to the Hellespont, and as I mentioned earlier, that was not a strategically wise move. That squadron ran into a storm and went to the bottom of the sea, but it had done its damage. It had raised a number of rebellions in the North Aegean. Well, it's remarkable that the Spartan fleet at Miletus, which fell into the hands of a new navarch who came out to replace the previous one, his name was Mindarus, really took very little action during all of these proceedings. The Spartans seemed to be particularly uninformed about what was going on. That may well have been thanks to Alcibiades sowing a lot of disinformation among his Spartan friends. And it was only late in the year when the Peloponnesians moved their naval forces into the Hellespont, and that provoked a response by Thrasybulus and Alcibiades. And in late 411 BC, there was an engagement in the Hellespont, which resulted in a Peloponnesian defeat and probably also resulted in the reestablishment of the radical democracy in Athens. We're not precisely sure when that constitution of the 5,000 fell, but certainly by early 410 BC, the full democracy had been restored. Athens had surmounted an absolutely dangerous internal crisis, had avoided a major class warfare or civil war, and had in the process recalled Alcibiades to a position of command. And Alcibiades and Thrasybulus together, in the next 6 years would command a remarkable military recovery by the Athenians.